Mike, just first off, this is the first time we've really been able to talk to you since you touched down at Easterwood.
Sure.
How is Aggieland treating you? And then just take us through just overall what you think about this defense.
Yeah, it's been a great transition. We've gotten our family here. We've gotten settled. College Station's a great town. We've really enjoyed being here. And then the university community is phenomenal. You know, the amount of people you come across willing to help ease the transition for me and my family has been great. And so we're excited to be here and looking forward to getting going.
Right in the front with Brent Zwerman from the Houston Chronicle.
What Brad said. What kind of talent did you inherit here at Texas A&M now that you've had 9 months or so to evaluate it?
Yeah, obviously that's a wide question. We're real excited with the group we have. I think we're starting to settle in on what each of them does well, you know, how we can use each of them, what their strengths are, starting to settle them into position, starting to settle the scheme around them. And so that has been an ongoing process through spring, through summer, through the beginning parts of camp. And now as camp starts to wind down, it's exciting to get them where they're best and starting to see them do things the right way.
Go Sam right here in the middle.
Sam Kahn with ESPN.com. Mike, how would you describe your defensive philosophy?
I think it's we want to be a fundamentally sound defense. I think it starts there. I think we want to play extremely hard. I think it starts with that. From there, we want to be very good technically. We want to be really good tacklers. We want to be physical. We want to block destruct. We want to control the line of scrimmage. And then as you get into the big picture of the scheme world, I think we want to make it difficult for quarterbacks nowadays in the RPO world to know exactly who the read is, where the read is, who's in the fit, who's not in the fit, and try to create as much diversity in the scheme to make it a little bit difficult for those quarterbacks to execute.
Go to Olin here in the middle.
Hi, Coach.
How are you doing?
There was, we all know about the significant improvements y'all made in 1 year at Notre Dame. Can you talk about what went right there and why y'all are able to have so much improvement in just a season up there?
Yeah, I think those kids were very hungry to improve. I think that's where it starts. Those kids did a really good job of buying into how we wanted to play defense. And I think the improvement was across the board, not just on defense, top to bottom within the program. You had some good senior leadership that wasn't really happy with how the season before had gone. And I think those two factors contributed to it turning out the way it did. Yeah. I think it's very similar. I think kids are hungry to change the impression of where they stand. And I think you've got some really talented seniors in this program that are really excited to try to leave their mark on this place before they get out of here. And they're doing a great job leading right now.
Back to Gabe on the right.
Can you just take us through just the transition, I guess, forced with the injury of Clemens to go with Kiki out there at the end, how that's going, and how important is it that Mac continues to be consistent, which will allow you to move Kiki outside?
Yeah, I think the Kiki, the outside thing, was something we had discussed prior to the injury. I think we felt like there was potentially a need against some of the teams in this league to play a bigger-bodied kid out there anyway. Obviously, the injury expedited that process a little bit. And then obviously anytime somebody goes down, whether it's Mac or PV or anybody, people have to step up. And that's the nature of college football nowadays. And so I don't know that there's added pressure on any one person, but as a group, the defensive line needs to pick up when you lose guys.
Go to Ben right here on the right.
Ben Baby, the Dallas Morning News. Can you walk us through your starting quarterback battle, who you have projected there right now and why?
No, that's not my world. That's I got nothing to do with that. That's Coach Fisher in the offense.
Corner.
Oh, corner. I'm sorry. I thought you said quarterback. No. I thought you were asking me about the starting quarterback. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not getting into that one. No, starting cornerback, it's an ongoing battle day to day. I think there's a few guys in that mix. You got the guys from last year, Renfro, Oliver, Miles Jones, Travion Fuller. I think Clifford Chapman's another guy who didn't play much last year, who's in that mix. Those guys are competing on a day-in, day-out basis, and that's an ongoing evaluation as to where that position's going to go.
Go to Zach.
Sorry,
here in the front.
I didn't hear you correctly.
Coach Zach Taylor, News Talk 1620 WTAW. And kind of piggybacking off of that as far as the secondary, what have you seen from those guys, and do you recall having a secondary this young before?
Yeah, I mean, we've played with young secondaries before. I don't know that, you know, we're a fairly experienced group with all the kids that got thrown into the fire last year. You know, so we've got a lot of guys who played football. So I don't see us as a young group. We've got really good length. We've got more length than I'm used to being around. We can do some things physically because of that. They're a talented group that's eager to learn. I think we've made tremendous strides from spring ball through summer through fall camp. That's obviously got to continue moving forward all the way through the fall. But I'm happy with the progress that they're making and where they're headed.
Back to Mark on the front left.
Mark Passwaters with Rivals. One of the big obsessions here at A&M, I'm sure you already know, is with linebackers.
Sure.
And you got a kind of a thin but talented group. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you've seen out of them to this point.
Yeah. You know, I think they're starting now to get comfortable with what we're asking them to do. I think that the two positions in this defense that are scheme heavy are safety and linebacker. And so I think initially the linebackers are trying to feel their way through how we're asking them to play. I think now as you start to get past the first third of training camp, they're starting to get comfortable with what we're asking them to do. You're starting to see them utilize their skill sets a little bit more, making plays, showing up, flashing. Got to continue to be more consistent and doing things the right way, but you know, happy with that group.
Go to Brent in the front and then to Sam.
Having been at a couple of stops over the past couple of years, how exciting is it for you? How challenging is it for you to be now a part of the SEC?
Extremely exciting and extremely challenging. You know, obviously that was one of the allures to coming here. You know, as no different than a recruit. You know, if you're a coach, you want to coach against the best. And I think it's hard to argue that this division isn't the best division in college football. And so when the opportunity presented itself to come down here and jump into this fire and do it with Coach Fisher, a proven winner who's won a national championship, you know, that was real exciting. And so excited about the challenge is probably the right way to word that. But we'll get where we need to be.
Same in the middle, and we'll finish with Cease on the far left.
Mike, I think you touched on it a little bit there, but what were the biggest driving forces that made this option attractive for you?
Yeah, when we dove into looking at Texas A&M, we were just convinced that this place was on the verge of doing something really special. I think the commitment they made to Coach Fisher from a stability standpoint and giving him the opportunity to come build this thing the way he wants to build it, obviously, I had a tremendous amount of respect for him when I was at Wake Forest going against what he did at Florida State. And so the opportunity to kind of link up with him and be part of this in a great state, in a great division, in a great conference was something that drew me down here.
Cease over on the far left.
Robert Sessa, Bryan College Station Eagle. How much do you know about the Wrecking Crew, Coach, and what will your defense have to do to be called that in the future?
I chuckle because I've been asked that question quite a bit since I've gotten here. I was a huge college football fan, so I remember watching R.C. Slocum's teams. I remember watching those defenses run around. I remember watching this place when all of that was going on. So I remember that vividly. What does this group need to do? I think this group needs to establish their own identity. We're not looking to chase the past or to even measure ourselves with those groups. We want to go out there and play a great brand of defense. And I think to do that, we've got to be physical. We've got to be fundamentally sound. We've got to do all those things that we preach and talk about that great defenses do. And I think if we do that, this fan base will certainly embrace this group, you know, for who they are and what they're capable of.
You're done.
I'm done?
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.